Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Heyo.
How you feeling after being tied up today?
Whoa, when you start it like that, it sounds like we've done some seriously kinky stuff.
Whoa.
Well, not kinky, but like, when else do you tie people up?
See, this is the real Ellie. Dirty, dirty minded. I just said the most innocent comment in the world and somehow
tying
you've twisted
me up.
It.
Okay, who ties people up? Robbers? People who are into kinky stuff?
I wouldn't know.
I can't think of anything else.
I can't confirm. I have people no idea. Don't know anything like to
magicians.
Do with tying people up. Okay, that's different. Yeah.
Let's
say a magician tying someone up isn't kinky, as you say, which is
depends on the type of magic they're doing. You know what I mean? Some of the magicians I've met have certainly wanted to tie me up.
Sorry,
Mum. Mum will be listening to this and she'll be like, Ellie, get your mind out of the gutter.
Well, I didn't know you were like that. But anyway,
I'm not like that, Mum. I'm not like that, I promise.
Seen a different side to Ellie.
No. Oh, God. It's because it's because I watched this episode of something last night and there was kinky tying people up.
Episode? Wait, what were you watching?
It was a crime show.
Right.
Yeah. And the killer had tied up the girl. And that's why it's on the brain. It's called Bull. Well, it's kind of not a crime show.
You're going to say 50 Shades of Grey or something. Hey, but we do tie you up with tinsel.
Yes, it's much
during
more
the show because we're trying to make you turn from the Grinch to a Christmas lover once again.
Yeah.
Hey, have you got your alpha buck sheet? Because if you are listening right now, you're wanting tomorrow's clue.
Yeah, of course. And you're really mad that we've spoken for a minute and haven't given it to you yet.
Sorry to make you sit through this conversation.
Sorry.
Ellie,
all right.
Ellie untouched. That's what
Well, hey, you've learned something about me.
There you go.
All right.
Tomorrow, Thursday, the 6th of December.
Yes.
This is your clue for Alpha Bucks. Listen up. When we announce when to call in the morning, 13, 12, 16, this will help you out and hopefully get us give you the $1,000 tomorrow. What is the letter? Eleanor Rose Cheney.
The letter, thank you for using my full name, is O for Orange.
Really?
Oh my God, can you believe it?
Oh. O is a tough one.
Outstanding.
It is a tough letter. Are the questions easy? Can you see the questions?
Yeah.
You hope with a letter like O that the questions are easy.
Yeah.
Oh, let's have a practice when we get off air, but we better get on with the podcast.
Enjoy.
You've got your letter. Don't stop here. Keep listening because it's heaps of fun.
Yeah. In fact, download them all because there's clues every day and also there's heaps more fun in here. So,
yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Don't go tying up your friends, guys.
With tinsel.
No, tinsel's fine.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
I saw the most awkward thing in the supermarket the other day. I was down in Melbourne and I was at the deli section of the supermarket and I was ordering some bacon, as you do. And the girl serving me was this lovely girl, really friendly, really nice. And then there was this other girl next to her behind the counter who was obviously her colleague. I'm guessing her boss, right? And I'm having this conversation with the lovely girl and then the boss kind of goes to her mid-conversation with me. So she's serving a customer. The boss comes over to her and goes, what's with the jumper?
What?
And I'm just like,
what store were you in?
I was in Woolies, but this is down in Melbourne, so I have to stress.
Was she wearing like a Woolies jumper though?
No. So she was wearing like a rugby jumper.
Right.
It was like navy blue with green stripes.
Right.
And she goes, the nice girl goes, oh, I thought we were wearing festive clothes today. And I looked around and all the staff in Woolies were wearing like Christmas attire. And the boss goes, yeah, we are, but that's not festive.
Oh.
And I'm just standing there like, I didn't really know where to look, didn't really know what to do. And the nice girl was like, oh, it's all I had. Like, you know, I kind of thought that this was a bit festive. And I agreed with her. It was, you know, it was green and blue. Like it wasn't like, you wouldn't be like, oh, this girl's dressed in as Santa. But she gets away with it.
She wasn't wearing a Christmas tree, but you could tell what she was trying to achieve.
Yeah, exactly. And then the boss is like, no, that's not festive. This is festive. And she pulls down. She's wearing this vest and underneath she's got a festive shirt on. But you can't see it because it's covered by a vest and she's got a Santa hat on. She goes, this shirt's festive. A Santa hat's festive. That rugby jumper is not festive.
In front of you, the customer?
Oh, she's like, the nice girl's full of, like, hands full of bacon, like midway through serving me. And I'm just like, I don't know what to do. This is so
what happened when the boss walked away? Did you acknowledge the fact that she'd just been told off?
I just gave her like a knowing smile, you know, like I was like, that was unfair.
You should have stepped in and be like,
I know.
I think it's festive.
I should have. But you know me, I'm so bad with confrontation that I just like kind of froze. And my immediate reaction when there's confrontation going on around me is to disappear, just like shrink away.
Did the lady sounds like she's one of those 2018 feminazi vegan?
I don't know. I mean, don't. let's not make stereotypes. There's nothing wrong with feminists or vegans. Can I just put that out there?
I reckon I can picture her.
No, she wasn't. She was like very normal looking. She was young. In fact, I think she was younger than the nice lady.
You're kidding.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so it was just so bizarre and I just freaked out. And then, so yeah, as I left, I just gave her like, thank you so much for your help. Like, was extra polite to her to make her feel better.
Poor girl.
And then when I walked back afterwards, she was not wearing the rugby jumper. She like, had to take it off. And it was freezing. This was on Sunday when it was cold outside. Anyway, so
the poor girl.
I want to talk about this morning. Have you seen someone being told off in public or have you been told off in public? And it's just really awkward for everyone around you.
Everyone, because you, like you said, you didn't know where to say something, where to look.
Yeah, exactly. And I just couldn't deal.
Parents always have stories for something like this, don't they?
Yeah, well, you often see kids getting told off in public. I did a uni course in broadcasting and it was a hectic course. It was 1 year, but it was full on. We were pulling 17-hour days, like full-on uni course. Our last day, we have like an awards ceremony and all our friends and family come. It's a huge thing. And one of our lecturers gets up and goes, well, you guys have been an all right year. Let's face it, you never really nailed it, but all the best.
Oh.
We're just all like, okay.
Were they being 100% serious?
Yep.
Wow.
It's like, cool. So give us a call this morning, 13, 12, 16. Getting told off in public, has it happened to you? Have you seen it being done? Sophie from Echuca, has this happened to you?
Yeah, so I took my little puppy to the vet because he was really, really sick. And, I mean, the veterinary place was fantastic, but the lady that ran it, we were talking to her about my dog and he had tonsillitis. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to get medication for him and she's mid-vaccinating him. And she turns around, needle still in her hand, looks at all the people that are working with her, and they're, you know, microchipping little kittens and stuff like that. And she goes, you lot need to clean out all those cupboards. I'm sick of going in there and finding powdered milk everywhere, so clean it up today. Take everything out the cupboards and put it right back in there.
Wow.
My husband's holding our dog, and he just doesn't know where to look, and neither do I, and these poor girls are just looking around at each other so confused. Vaccinates him, walks away, and then we were sitting out the front and you can still hear her getting mad at the fact that they haven't, you know, microchipped the 8 cats, and I think it was 9 in the morning or something like that. And then she got mad at one of her other staff members because his mum was sick and he came in at 10 o'clock instead of 9.
What's wrong? Wrong with these people? Some people just have no filters and they don't care of their surroundings or the people around them, do they?
I can understand if you want things done from your staff, but say it in a polite manner and don't say it in front of customers.
Agreed.
Yeah, exactly.
Unbelievable.
That's so heavy. Thanks for your call, Soph.
No, that's all right. Thank you.
Let's go to Sarah from Shep. Hey, Sarah, have you seen someone getting told off in public?
It was me, actually. Oh. I told my 6-year-old twin boys off in public.
No, Sarah, you're not one of those, are you?
Not usually, but we were grocery shopping and all of a sudden they were really good and they were standing on opposite sides of the trolley. And they just, all of a sudden, they snapped and they were being really naughty, started mucking around. And I just, all of a sudden, I just smacked one on the back of the head, the other one on the back of the head. And I said, right, that's enough. And they stopped and I thought, oh, I've done that in public.
Did anyone make any comments? Did you have any, like, snooty comments?
No, I was too scared to look up. I thought, oh. But it worked. They were really good after that. That's all they needed, a little whoop.
There you go.
Times are changing, aren't they? I used to get smacked all the time. My parents even said to me the other day, we would not be able to do that anymore, and we wouldn't in this day and age.
Oh, no, that's why I didn't look up.
Well, whatever works, I guess, sir.
Exactly. Thanks for your call, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, to be fair, Josiah, you probably deserved this match.
Oh, I did.
Like, just generally.
I could probably guarantee that I was naughty enough to get smacked every single day.
Can I smack you in public?
I'd love you to smack me.
Let's not make it weird, thank you.
It's not weird at all. I've been naughty.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Ellie, guess who's angry?
Oh, God, here we go.
I get angry, but I don't let the anger get me.
What's wrong now, buddy? What's gotten you?
Listen up. I'm talking to you this morning.
Yep.
I've got nothing wrong with it. I've dated a girl who's a vegan.
Mm-hmm.
Totally understand why you're a vegan, why you practice it.
Mm.
Don't preach it in my face. Don't force it in me. Don't try and change society. I understand why you do it. Let us have our opinions. Let us have yours.
Right. Okay. Yeah, okay. Fair enough. You're being diplomatic.
If someone made me vegan for a little bit, I'd try it. Absolutely.
Yeah, I could be vegan. I just need chicken, cheese, and eggs. I need those things.
Too much effort. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? True. I have so many things I'd have to cut out. But if someone cooked for me and followed me around three meals a day, I'd do it. Mm-hmm. So I'm starting by saying that, by being nice.
Okay.
Vegans have come out, and this is those outspoken, annoying ones. I can already picture what you look like. And so,
hey, let's not make assertions on what vegans look like. They're beautiful people.
I can imagine exactly what these people
are. No, you can't. Stop it.
They want to drop incredibly common phrases that are deemed offensive to them. For example, bringing home the bacon. They're saying that's deemed offensive.
Oh.
They want putting all your eggs in one basket. Oh. Too offensive. They want to change to bring home the bagels or put all your berries in one bowl. Get stuffed. How's this?
Oh, your berries in a bowl.
Instead of kill two birds with one stone, they say we should say feed two birds with one scone. Get stuffed. Who are you losers?
Hey.
I'm not saying vegans are losers.
Okay, good.
I'm just saying the people that are saying we should say these things are losers.
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm all for vegans, but I'm also a bit mad. Like, when people get outraged about stupid stuff, I agree, Josiah. I get angry,
but I don't.
All your berries in a bowl.
Take the bull by the horns.
Yeah.
Should be take the flower by the horns. It doesn't
the flower
have thorns.
Has thorns.
That's not. Sorry, I read that wrong. Flower by the thorns.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't matter. It's still stupid.
What about just earlier in this break, even before I knew what you were talking about, I said, what's got your goat? Would they be mad about that?
Of course they would, because that's a goat. You can't offend a goat.
What about getting back on the horse?
No, yeah, here, instead of saying beat a dead horse, that's a common phrase,
mm-hmm.
we should feed a fed horse. Come on, guys. What is wrong with you? Surely these people have got things in their lives that they're busier to work out. You know, like, focus on those. Put your attention towards things that are good putting attention towards.
But you know what? There's things that have worked. There's changing of phrases that have worked. You know, man up no longer really exists. King hit isn't a thing anymore. It's now a coward's punch. Yeah, changing the vernacular in society can happen. So, you know, it's not like they won't have any success with it. I, for one, definitely want to put all my berries in a bowl.
If we start having to change the way we talk to put all my berries in one bowl, I don't reckon that'll work for the vegans. Yeah, I reckon more people start eating meat.
Who doesn't love a berry in a bowl? A bowl full of strawberries, come at me.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Do love berries in a bowl, yes. I'm not going to say no to a bowl of berries.
I don't want to grab a flower by its thorns, though, because that would hurt.
Yeah, guys.
I mean, so would grabbing a bull by its horns, to be fair, though. So really, none of them make sense.
Oh, well, thank you for firing me up
on this beautiful
Wednesday.
One more time.
I get angry.
You got it off your chest now, though, so you don't have to be angry anymore.
Thanks for that. I feel better. Thanks for letting me vent on the show.
And can we just say, vegans, we do love you, okay? We promise we love you.
No, we don't.
No, just like the one or two who are mad about this stuff.
Oh, the ones that don't preach it to our faces? Yeah.
Oh, stop it, Josiah.
You're all right.
Vegans, we love you.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Don't you love how idealistic and naive and cute kids are?
Yeah, they are. It'd be so good to have that innocence back.
You just wouldn't have a care in the world if you're a kid. Like now it's like, oh, I got to pay my mortgage. Oh, I got to like pay this bill. When you're a kid, it's like, oh, can I have 20 cents for pocket money?
No problems in the world.
Yeah, but when you're a kid, the other cool thing is you think you can do anything. And you think when you grow up, which is like 100 years away, you can be whatever you want to be. Which you can, kids, if you're listening now. I'm not telling you don't aim for the stars. But I love it when kids have decided very early on what they want to be when they grow up. And that's what this kid named Bo from Melbourne.
Bowie.
He has decided what he wants to be. And this is it.
I want to be a member of Jetstar.
He wants to be a member of Jetstar.
Well, it makes sense. His name's Bo. Boeing 747.
Oh, you are so right. So Bo's so obsessed with becoming a flight attendant that he went on a flight, saw the flight attendants doing their safety demonstration and was like, this is it. This is what I want to do. So he's gone home and learnt it word for word.
Hello again. Welcome aboard our aircraft A320. There are 8 emergency exits on this aircraft.
So he's doing this as like a show for his siblings, like at home, so he sits them all down.
Word for word?
Yeah, literally, he's still going.
Cabin. Lights will illuminate.
He just keeps going.
What a little cutie. And also smart. He should take up acting if you can recite lines like that.
I know, right?
I have been on, and you, I know you have as well, we've been on plenty of plane over the years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
they do the safety demonstration every time on a plane.
Yeah.
If there was an emergency, I still wouldn't know what to do because I never listen, which is terrible to say.
I mean, I listen, but like I couldn't recite it off
my heart. Neither could I.
Just emergency, wave your arms around.
Yeah, you chuck a vest on and pull something and blow a whistle and
hopefully. A brace position.
I feel like if you put in a vest on, you're pretty well stuffed anyway.
Yeah. Don't tell Bo that. It's his dream. Okay. So
sorry, little Bo.
What I want to talk about this morning is what your kid wants to be when they grow up. And are they ready for it? Are they career ready? Like Bo, he could go. In fact, he did. Jetstar took him on a flight and he was acting as a flight attendant the whole time.
Oh, that would be cute. You know what? I'd get my attention. If I saw Bo doing the safety demonstration, I'd be like, yep.
Yeah, same. I'd take note for sure.
And if it's a hot flight attendant.
Oh, okay. Well, we didn't need to go there. So 13, 12, 16, is your kid career ready? Do they want to be like a doctor when they grow up so they just practice operating day in, day out?
What did you
want
to do?
You're going to kill your sister if you keep cutting her open, you know?
What did you want to do when you were a kid?
I was desperate, like desperate. It was all I wanted with all my being, to be on Neighbours.
Oh, that's cute. You still can.
I've been on Home and Away. We've discovered
right.
that.
That's right. We talked about that last week.
Yeah, I hung out in the diner as an extra. It was the highlight of my career.
Well, I was desperate to be an astronaut as a kid. It's all I ever talked about is to practice taking off like a rocket ship.
Mm.
Last week I saw a meteor, so maybe I'm one step closer.
You are definitely very close. And equally as smart as an astronaut you
absolutely.
Are. You've turned out to be, that's for sure. Hey, 13, 12, 16, give us a call now. Is your kid career ready? We want to hear the cute little stories this morning. Andy from Benalla, is your kid career ready?
Oh, I don't know if he's ready, but he thinks he is.
Oh, God, what does he want to be?
He wants to be, wait for this, he wants to be an archaeologist.
Never
say never. What does he do to show that he wants to be an archaeologist?
Oh, kid keeps digging the bloody yard up.
Oh, like a dog with a bone. It's a kid with a bone.
Yeah, if I keep digging that, I'll find fossils.
Oh, my God, that makes my heart sing.
What's your son's name, Andy?
His name's Abel.
Well, keep an eye out for Abel and Benalla. He could be going around digging holes in your garden. Has he found anything yet?
No, but I'm thinking about planting something just to,
Great idea.
Yes.
Go to fish markets or something and buy a salmon, let it rot or something.
Oh, gross. What? Just get a cute little like pretend fossil or something. Why
no, because then he could be like,
gross?
Look, we once upon a time this was a lake that could have been from Noah's time or something, you know?
Is he basing this on anything? Like, you know, has he seen Jurassic Park? Is Jurassic Park got archaeologists in it? I don't know.
He's obsessed with dinosaurs.
Yeah, right. That'll do it.
And I think that's the spur of it all.
Cute little Indiana Abel. Is Indiana Jones an archaeologist? I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of these movies. I'm just making quotes.
I think you just like his whip.
Yeah. You got me, Andy. Thanks for your call.
See you later.
Cute. I love kids. Hey, keep those stories coming. Hit us up on the socials.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
We've just had Kath from Cobram wander into the studio. She's a friend of the station.
Yeah, she hasn't wandered off the street.
Here to see one of the sales girls, but she's come in outraged. What are you outraged about, Kath?
I am outraged by your disdain of Christmas.
Thank
you. Disgraceful.
So I was going on about it on the show yesterday. It's not that I hate Christmas. I just can't be
she
bothered
hates
with
Christmas.
It.
She's lying.
Yeah,
life
sorry.
Would be
easier. Not good enough. Not good enough. So my idea is, this will get her, wrap her in tinsel, guys, wrap her in tinsel and force feed her mince tarts.
Yes. I love your aggression in your tone as well. This is how much you've upset
Christmas
people, Ellie.
Christmas is the best time of year.
Should we do that this morning?
Oh, God.
Why not?
Summer,
Why not?
Summer's the best time of year. So I'll take that. Like December, January, great.
But it's
for summer,
darling, and Christmas. It's at the same time.
All right.
But like,
before you say anything, later this morning on the show, Ellie, after 8 o'clock, we're going to wrap you in tinsel and force feed you mince tarts.
Do it.
I don't think I've ever had a mince tart in my life.
Well, they're delicious, but not after about 20, darling.
I love this. This is great. You're very attacky right now. I'm feeling a lot of aggression coming towards you.
It's Christmas, Ellie. It's Christmas.
We're a special bunch, us Christmas lovers, aren't we?
Love it. Absolutely love it.
Okay.
So do I.
Mince pies. All right. I can do that. And you reckon if I ate all these mince pies, if I've got some tints on me, I'll all of a sudden be like baby Jesus loving Christmas.
Definitely.
No, I reckon it's more
I'm
like.
Not sure about baby Jesus, but definitely, darling. Definitely.
I reckon it's more like torture chamber where we keep forcing the mince tarts into her mouth until she says she loves Christmas.
She'll go into Christmas shock.
Love it.
Oh, my God. This is why we don't let people in off the street, exactly. Josiah. Yeah.
Especially me.
Right. You've got to get out of the studio now. Off you go.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas.
We love this. She suggested we try and get the Christmas spirit back into you after you said this on the show the other day.
I am going to make a lot of enemies by saying this, but I'm not a fan of Christmas.
That made us very, very upset. Not just me, but a lot of people around the Goulburn Valley.
I'm sorry, buddy, but it's just, I feel like Christmas is a big effort, a lot of effort to go to. The day's fine, but, you know, the month leading up to it sucks.
It's okay, Grinch of Shepparton, because we're going to turn that around.
You've made me wear a Santa hat right now.
Ellie's standing here in a Santa hat. We are filming. It will be on Instagram later. Now, I'm going to get Maddie and Bianca. Can you start wrapping her in tinsel like Kath recommended? Like, tie her tight. Don't let her move her arms. Like, tie her up like she's a prisoner.
Do I put my arms down or up?
No, keep your arms down. You're not going to be able to move.
Oh, God.
Keep it tight, girls. Now, I'm going to get one of you. Can one of you do the tinsel and the other one grab the mince tarts? Now, Ellie, this is how it's going to work, all right?
Yep.
This is what I've decided we're going to do.
Yep.
It's going to be on Instagram very soon.
Yep.
You have to start eating the mince tarts. We're going to force you to keep eating these tarts until you admit that you love Christmas. And I'm talking, Maddie, like, force it in her mouth.
I don't think I've ever had a mince tart in my life, and I don't think I enjoy them.
Well, you're about to find out. So, Ellie, enjoy your last words, because we are going to start forcing them to you. So, Maddie,
I'm the one who holds this show together. I need to speak for the living that I am earning right now. I mean, I can't speak, obviously, because I'm not making proper sentences.
All right, let's get some Christmas-themed music going. This is great radio for everyone that can't see, but for me, it is very entertaining. That's number one. Now, Maddie, put it, force it in. Let me put a photo up right now.
I'm going to take this off.
Force it in, guys. Force it in.
I run over the microphone.
There's an easy way out of this, Ellie. You can just admit that you love Christmas.
You're making me like Christmas even less right now.
Hey, Maddie, do you mind stepping out of the photo for a sec?
Oh.
Do you like Christmas? Yes or no, Ellie?
Bianca's trying to feed them to me with the tinsel still on.
Force it in her mouth. Don't let her just bite them. She's not meant to eat. This is not meant to be enjoyable. Ellie, do you love Christmas? Is this fixing you? Are you feeling more in the Christmas spirit?
If I fall off, flushed out.
Can't hear a word you're saying, but I think you said you love Christmas, so let's wrap this segment up. The purpose of this segment wasn't for you to enjoy the tart and to be wrapped in tinsel, but you do look like an awesome Christmas tree. Oh, we need to get to
it.
Guys, we're going to put it up on Instagram very soon. We do have Christmas tickets up for grabs before 9 o'clock in the next 15 minutes. Ellie, do you love... Stop eating the tarts. You're not meant to enjoy them. We will force you to love Christmas. Do you like it anymore right now?
No, I like the tarts.
I mean, it's a small step in the right direction. We'll take that.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Ellie, my boy Kanye, you know I love him. I love his music. Always been a big fan. He's my number one. He's done something that's made him very, very similar to me, and this is why I love him. He attended the Sher show.
Yep.
Sher, obviously the singer.
Yeah.
There's now a musical about her life. It's got huge reviews. It's meant to be one of the biggest plays of all time.
Yeah.
The lead actor in it is a guy called Jared Spector. Kanye's sitting front row with Kim.
Yep.
He's on his phone.
Yeah.
Jared spotted this, so he's taken to Twitter and gone, "Hey, Kanye, so cool that you're here at the Sher show. If you look up from your cell phone, you'll see we're actually doing a show up here. It's opening night. Kind of a big deal for us. Thanks so much."
Sass from the front man.
This Jared Spector dude, I don't know who he is, but he looks like a little dweeb.
Oh, what? Don't be rude.
Kanye, just like Josiah, hates musicals.
You hate musicals?
I hate musicals.
What do you mean you hate musicals? You hate this?
I can't. Have you sat through a musical?
Heaps of them.
I went to The Lion King and I love The Lion King.
Yeah.
Boring.
What about The Greatest Showman?
Couldn't think of anything worse.
Are you kidding me?
Anything with anyone singing? Nah, not for me. Movies with singing in it? Nah, not for me.
What about High School Musical?
Oh. Just like
I could keep going all day. I got so many of these in the bag.
Not for me. I can't stand. You know what? I was lucky enough to get tickets to the premiere of It might have been Wicked.
Yeah.
A lot of people there.
Great musical. Love it.
Can't stand musicals. Oh, this is a bit bratty. Walked out at halftime.
Oh, just say, yeah.
The interval came, never came back. People must have thought, where did he go?
Yeah.
Couldn't be bothered. Showed face just to show the PR company that thanks for the tickets. Never stayed.
You suck. You actually suck.
This is what makes Kanye even better.
Mm.
He tweets back to that little dweeb, what's his name, Jared Spector.
Mm.
He says, the dynamics of Cher and Sonny's relationship made Kim and I make each other's, hold each other's hands and sing, I got you, babe. Please pardon my lack of etiquette. We have so much appreciation for the energy you guys bring.
Aww.
By putting this into a masterpiece. Kanye.
He loves musicals.
Treating anger with love.
Yeah, because he loves a musical.
Oh, never watch this movie. Refuse to, never will.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Now, we love radio. Radio should be the first thing you listen to if you're going to listen to anything. Hit 96.9 in particular. But something else that's also good to listen to music on is Spotify.
Yeah, it is. Love my Spotify. Yeah. Do you pay for Spotify?
I do. $12 a month or something.
Yeah, the only reason I pay for it is because we're in the music industry. We can claim it on tax.
Yeah, mate. I claim my $120 a year. Don't you worry. But the most streamed songs of 2018 have been listed and released on Spotify for this year. So I want to go through them quickly because last year there was one man who took it out very comprehensively, and that man.
Really?
Ed Sheeran. This is last year. This is 2017.
Right.
So 2018, it's a whole different landscape out there. Ed Sheeran only came in at fifth. Come on, Ed, lift your
game. He hasn't had that many big releases this year, though.
Yeah, good point. Good point. He's been pretty quiet. River, though. Eminem and Ed Sheeran.
Yeah,
Cracker.
Boring song.
I don't know where that came, but probably up quite high. So who do you reckon would have made it onto the list
globally?
I'm going to
say, can I throw a couple of artists at you?
Of course you can.
I reckon Dua Lipa's definitely on that list.
Interesting you say that. Dua Lipa came in third as the most streamed woman.
Wow.
Not overall, just women.
Wow.
Taylor Swift came in as second most streamed woman and number one most streamed woman.
Nothing. I don't know.
Who's your girl at the moment? Who are you frothing at the moment?
Get stuff. She's not number one. Rita Ora.
Oh, no, not that one. Oh, God. Actually, now I think about it, you've got a lot of girls. No, who else do you always bang on about?
I love.
All right, you're taking too long.
Oh, of course.
Ariana Grande, the most streamed woman.
And she was. Okay, I've got a theory of the whole industry.
Yeah.
Release a Spanish song. If you're a Latino background, you cover both markets.
Yeah, well, Despacito was the most streamed song last year, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe the year before. That was
because
up there.
Think about it. You're covering both markets. The whole Latino world is, they get behind their people so much.
Yeah.
And then you add the English world as well. Bang.
Having said that, none of the artists we've mentioned so far have Spanish music.
My other one, yeah, that's true. My other one I think will be right up there is Drake as well. He's always at the top of the list.
Josiah, he is at the top of the list.
Bang.
Drake has killed it. He's taken out most streamed album, second most streamed in Australia, and God's Plan, the most streamed song of 2018.
Really?
Yep.
I thought the Kiki song would have done way better.
Yeah, so did I. But no, God's Plan did way better. So
this is a
good
song, but it wasn't huge in Australia compared to other songs he's had.
Drake isn't as huge in Australia. I reckon Drake's so average. I'm not going to lie.
Get stuffed. Yeah. He's my number one. I love Drake.
No. Coming in at second was.
I've been popping, man. I feel just like a rock star.
Post Malone.
Yeah, Posty.
He's huge in Australia too. Fair enough. And even huger in Australia. Oh, can I say that?
Nah, not a word, but go for it.
All right. He used to meet me on the east side. Khalid. I chose the wrong Khalid song, really. Because that's a Halsey break. Yeah, Khalid did really well as well. So there you go. The most streamed songs of 2018.
So Drake's the number one artist.
Yeah.
Good on him, my boy. Can't be that average.
One last guess at the most streamed Australian song.
As in an Australian artist?
Yeah.
Guy Sebastian. Oh, Five Sauce?
You know it, buddy. Good job.
Why did my
and one song of the year at the Aries, so fair enough.
My boy Dean Lewis made the list at all?
Not at all. His name is not on,
come on.
Here.
Be all right.
Sorry, buddy.
You know why? It only came out halfway through the year. If it happened at the start, he would have been number one.
Come off it, buddy. He's no. This is my boy. Most of these songs that I've just played, you'll probably be playing at some stage today. Let's face it, here on Hit 96.9, the best place to listen to your music.
Or if you want to hear my rap to this song, remember that?
Yeah.
Download the Hit app, you can listen to it on there.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.